What's up, man? You tapped in with Rook and Fino. This Everyday Life with Rook and Fino. You already know how we coming today, man. Shout out to my OG. What's happening?
What's going on, youngster?
I can't call it, man. You know what I'm saying? Same old shit, different toilet, my boy.
Oh, I know we got some ish for y'all today. You know what I'm saying? We got it for y'all.
Believe that.
And we're going to start it off just like this. We're going to jump right into it. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, 2020. How do y'all feel about that, youngster?
We definitely rocking and rolling with them. It's some things that we do feel that need to be addressed and questioned. But we know that the biggest goal is to get that orange hair sucker up out of office. So, you know, that's what we shooting for. Biden Harris ticket all the way, man. Believe that. I don't see no other way. You could try to bam them and down them if you want to, but you know, we got to get them niggas up out of there. We got to get Trump's ass up out of there.
So. Exactamundo. That's the number one thing right there. Get him up out of there quick, fast, and right now.
Yeah, right now. Like yesterday.
Yeah. He should have been gone.
Last week.
You know what I'm saying?
Get his funk ass up out of there. He got to go, man. This nigga got to go.
Everybody who ain't registered to vote, go register to vote.
Please.
Right now. Because you got it right there on the front, on the top of your Facebook, your Instagram.
Yep.
They asking you, are you registered to vote? All you got to do, click the
button. Beep, beep.
And it'll send you right to where you need to be at.
And you register. And if you are a felon like myself that needs to re-register to vote, make sure you go do that. I ain't just talking to you. I'm going to follow my own advice. You know what I mean? I'm going to make sure that I go re-register to vote, man, because it's important that we do that. Because it's a lot of us out there who don't have a voice, but we do have a voice. And we want to say something. And voting, it really do assure that things can change for you, man. So, you know. Things can change for your kids. Because it ain't even about us no more. It's about our kids, man. You know, I don't even be thinking about myself. I more so want to see things be right for my kids, man. So, please, yeah, like Rook said, man, go register to vote. And if you're a felon, go re-register to vote. Get your shit right. If you can vote, go do that, man.
Okay. The number one question is, does Kamala being a woman affect your vote?
Ooh. Woo! Coming with it today, huh? I don't think it should affect people's vote. I think if anything else, they should get out there and want to go harder and want to go vote for this woman. Everybody don't have the same agenda as us trying to get Trump up out of there, but her being a woman, I think that should be, it's never been done before. So that should have people super excited about going out there and putting their vote towards seeing this black woman get in office and do a thing, you know what I mean? Even though she isn't talking about doing a lot of things for us, or even I haven't heard it yet. I ain't heard her say nothing about doing nothing for the black community.
So
you know what
you
mean?
Looking for? 40 acres and a mule? That would help.
Damn right, we need it.
You know what I'm saying? Reparations? Should that be on top of her, you know?
On top of her agenda, trying to get reparations?
Yeah, on her, top of her to-do list.
Hell yeah. Working for the people, working for her people, working for us. Yeah, that should be top of the list. We need that. That's a subject. I'm saying that subject right there is a whole nother show.
We will be revisiting that because we 400 years behind.
400 plus years behind.
Yes,
we over 400 years behind, and that's why we so fucked up because you know. We're so many years behind, like, you know, we're under par.
Yes.
That's what it is. We're under par. And it ain't our fault necessarily, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's just this shit. When you know, generationally, motherfuckers have money, wealth, you know what I mean? Versus generational poorness.
Yes.
It don't compare. So, you know. We need somebody in there trying to help us get us to the point where we need to be.
So do you think that affected the election last time that Hillary Clinton was a woman? Do you think that's why a whole lot of black men, black women didn't come out to vote? Because they saw that she was a black woman. I mean, she was a woman candidate.
White woman, Hillary. You talking about Hillary?
Yes.
Right?
Do you think that's going to translate to this time? Like a whole lot of people, because let's be honest.
Now you know Joe Biden them, they over there playing chess.
That's playing chess.
Yeah, he playing chess. That's why he picked the black woman.
Okay.
He needs that black vote. They talk about the Hispanic vote. They talk about the, you know, about the other vote. But, nigga, that black vote is what it is. You need that black vote. And he played right. And I'm pretty sure he had a lot of other black women to choose from. I seen he had a list like Stacey Abrams.
Yeah. Val Demings.
Val Demings. Kamala.
Yes.
And then he picked somebody, I think, that had some a little bit more experience that could really, really, really get shit done. Cause
Keisha Bottoms.
Yeah, Keisha Lance Bottoms. Yeah. She a G, ain't she?
Yeah, from Atlanta.
Yeah, she a G.
Yeah.
I like Keisha Lance Bottoms, man. She really seemed like she in tune and down for her people.
Okay, so, let's get right into it, though. We're going to say the thing that y'all don't want to say, but we're going to be keeping honest with y'all.
Yeah, we're honest with you. You might not want to hear this shit.
In 2012, the black people got out to vote because we had Barack Obama trying to be
Big
president.
Barack.
You know what I'm saying? So, but from 2016 to 2012, we had 11.4% reduction in the black vote.
Yeah, nobody was excited. They weren't excited as we were in 2008, you know, voting for Barack Obama.
So, can you honestly say we was the reason why this joke in there now?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
We the reason.
Hell yeah.
Black folks, we the reason.
It ain't that them white folks got out there. I mean, Trump cheated. They did cheat. But, you know, I know my people weren't excited about that, man. We're not excited about this shit now. We're not excited about the Biden-Harris ticket. We just know that there's some shit that got to be done. That's what it is, man. Like, dead ass, bro. Shit. Nigga, if I had my choice, I would say we don't need no more white-haired presidents. We need some young presidents in there.
Yeah.
We need youth. We need some youth in there with some...
That's what
we need people who know what... It's like the mob, man.
Yeah.
You might have a motherfucking young dude who the boss.
Uh-huh.
But he got an OG under him who can help guide him because he ain't lived everything yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what we need as far as, like, you know, the presidency and shit. And I also think, shit, we might just need a couple years off. We don't need a president.
Huh? What do you mean we don't need
a damn president.
We're going to go to Black folks
don't any damn way. We can govern our damn self, run our own shit.
Oh, okay. That's what you're saying?
Yeah. That's how I feel. Okay. But that's how I feel.
Yeah, that's just how you feel. Okay, you know? Let's get into, you know what I'm saying, the percentages of votes. Let's go from 2008, it was 76.3% of the white vote, all the way down to 12.1% of the black vote. Then the Hispanic vote was 7.4%. And the Asian vote was 2.5. Now, from 2012, we had 73.7 of the white, with their vote dipped a little bit because the black man came in there. They were like, I don't know about that. Then the black vote went up 8.8% when they seen a black. Well, you know, Barack was going to come back again.
Yeah, damn right.
He was coming back again.
It was the second term.
Second term, the Hispanic, they went up 1%. And the Asian went up 0.3. But let's look at this right here when Donald Trump came in there.
Fast forward
to 2016. The white vote was 73.3. So that basically stayed the same. But the black vote, we went down to 11.9.
Yeah. That's crazy because there wasn't nobody black on the ticket. Now we got a taste of black. So now we want it all the time now.
Yeah, we want
on the ticket.
It won't on the ticket.
It won't on the ticket this term with Hillary and Bernie? No, Hillary, was it Bernie?
Yeah.
Hillary, Bernie, and Trump and them and shit.
Yeah.
They had the Chinese dude, Andrew Yang.
Yeah.
They had them women, they had, you know, the first gay guy they were trying to
Buttigieg. Yeah, Buttigieg. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Buttigieg.
Yeah.
Had that nigga running and shit out there, but it won't nobody black on the ticket. And like now it's gonna be good, but it's not you're never gonna get 2008 back again.
You're never gonna get that
you're
back again.
Never get that back again, man. That was just a different vibe, man. Like I said, Young Jeezy was making my president is black, my Lambo's blue, and I be good, and my Rams ain't too.
You know what I mean?
So it's like,
man.
You know.
So Cardi B gonna make a song.
Hey.
Kamala Harris, then, right?
Damn
her
right.
And Megan Thee Stallion.
You know, Cardi, she rock with Bernie. That's why I like Cardi. Cardi is really in tune with what's going on.
Yeah,
with the politics shit. Yeah, she really is. That's the only reason I followed her on Instagram. I mean, because you already know women nowadays, they're going to be showing their self and shit. Like, I don't be tripping off that shit. But when I seen that she was really in tune with politics and she had questions about why Breonna Taylor's murderers, you know, why them cops ain't been busting and shit, I was like, damn. Yeah, so you aware like that? Okay,
yeah, exactly.
Let me follow you and see what you're talking about. So, you know, yeah, definitely, man, definitely. Oh, hold on. So we gotta put this out there, too. Ice Cube.
Oh, yeah.
Cube.
So is we going to hold on to the vote, like Ice Cube said? And can we hold on to the vote?
Can we hold on to the vote?
Should we hold on
to
the vote?
We can hold on to the vote, but should we? Yeah.
Why?
Hell yeah, we should. We should. Because, man, yeah, I think we should, Rook. Man, we sick of this shit, man. We just sick of being done any kind of way.
So
they do us any kind of way all the time, man. We know right now.
Uh-huh.
We know right now we got to get Trump out of there.
We got to.
But when Kamala and Biden get in there, they lying right now. They ain't going to do none of that shit they talking about.
What they going to do?
And I don't even know that shit. They ain't saying nothing about us. They ain't saying nothing about the black community doing nothing for us yet. So, like, if you ain't said it now, you're definitely not going to get in the White House and start thinking about the shit then. Come on. I'm not an idiot.
So you down with Puffy and Ice Cube and talking about whole, and Nick Cannon, they talking about holding that vote high, until November to get to, you know what I'm saying,
to see what they gonna do for
yeah.
I'm all for that. They're y'all right. See how it's gonna play out, cause they just going with politics as usual. You know,
yeah,
sound like Jay-Z.
Yeah,
politics
as usual.
You know what I mean? Politics as usual. Shit, man, they know that all they got to do is just hold out in November, get enough votes.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll be in there. So that's what it is, man, and shit. We know what's going on, but we know we got to get Trump's bitch ass up out of there.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
Are we really feeling Joe Biden? Or is it all about Kamala?
For us, it's all about Kamala.
So man, that right there.
We don't give a damn about Joe Biden. We don't give a damn.
Sleepy Joe.
Man, that motherfucker ain't doing shit. We ain't thinking nothing about Joe Biden.
It's all about that black lady.
You know, he's only being accepted because he was with Barack. Yeah, I said it.
Oh.
He only being accepted because he was with Barack back in the day. You know what I mean? So black folk think that he gonna get in there and do what he, you know, step into the shoes that he was you know, the man that he was under.
Yeah.
But that nigga got he got a whole nother agenda.
Oh, yeah?
Hell yeah, shit. That man got a whole nother agenda. But he has good ideas. And I like Joe. I ain't gonna say, I like Joe Biden, but I don't, you know. I just think it's politics as usual and business as usual.
So, basically, you picking the lesser of both evils.
We picking the lesser of two evils. Lesser of two evils would be Biden and Harris. You know what I mean? I support them because I think that they would do good, but they ain't really giving us what we looking for.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we ain't got...
So, 2024 should be our year as far as to be looking down the road for the next?
Yeah, to go down. Yeah, because they ain't guaranteed to stay in there no 8 years.
Yeah.
If they win, they ain't even 1 year. But if they win, they ain't guaranteed to stay in there for the whole 8-4 is cool. If somebody comes along with a better plan, with a real plan, that's what you're going to see black folks get behind, because that's what we do. We get behind shit when we see that, okay, well, damn, everybody else, what are we going to do it to then?
Okay.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Okay. Now, we're going to go on down the line, down to the Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B. WAP.
WAP.
And what is WAP? Fee No to G. What is WAP?
That's some wet ass pussy.
Holy
smokes. Lord Jesus, when I say it rolled off my damn tongue, make me want to go home and say, Shannon, baby.
Okay, and the question is, are we protecting our black women like we should?
Hell yeah. No, we're not. We don't do as much as we should. I know I do. I protect my women, the women in my household.
Shield.
Hell yeah, damn right. That's the only thing you're supposed to be. Like I say, black men, we be forgetting that it's a tribal thing with us. We protect the tribe. We protect our women. We protect the family. And when you get off of that, if you ain't doing that, then what is your purpose?
That's a good question.
What is your purpose?
That should be your number one purpose, to protect your family and provide.
Protect and provide, man.
That's your number one, you know what I'm saying? Right,
man. You ain't got to be the richest nigga in the world. As long as you can provide, man. As long as you can protect. My daughter feels safe when she with me.
We
asked her that the other night. Like, she feels safe. She good. Yeah. My son feels safe with me. You know, okay. I can't even walk outside.
Yeah.
Go look out the door without them coming and say, where you going?
Yeah.
That type of shit. You know what I mean? Because, you know, they crazy about me, but they know that if worse because push come to shove, daddy's ass going to do time about them.
Yeah.
You know what
do
I mean?
You feel like it's pressure on you to be perfect?
To be the perfect man?
The perfect, you know what I'm saying?
Like
the $20 million man. You know that man they put together. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Hey. I mean, that's an honest question. Do you feel like it's pressure to be on your is every day? Like, you know, provider, protector.
Hell yeah, that's pressure.
Oh!
Hell yeah.
It's pressure. Real pressure, ain't it?
Because you can't fall off. You can't fall off.
Even when you feeling low, you gotta act like you high.
You gotta be on high.
You putting on a facade.
I woke up this morning feeling some kind of way about shit, right? But I knew I couldn't bring this over here to the building for the podcast. You feel me?
Yeah.
I can't bring that energy over here with you, and you know me and you together, and we can't do what we need to do. You know what I mean? Like, it's that energy, that vibe got to be there. You know, you don't want to bring no negative shit.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. So yeah, shit.
Okay, so I mean, I feel that, you know what I'm saying, as a black man, it's definitely a pressure, because you know I see a whole lot of women talk about, well, he did this and he ain't got a job. Well, he ain't making X amount of money, and he got to be thinking about our future at all times, and he got to be, you know what I'm saying? Okay, you got to cook, you got to clean, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be able to change the tide.
Most women feel like that. If we live in a culture now where most women don't feel like they need men. I said it.
Ooh, that's deep.
Yeah, they feel like they don't need men.
Oh, man, that's deep. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but...
You know, the usual how it go, you know, a man does supposed to feel like a provider. But you could be in a house with a woman and she will emasculate you and make you not even feel like a man. That shit's real. That shit goes on in households too, man. You know, some women want the dick. They got the dick and balls. They don't want the man to have the, you know, to have the balls and stand up and take charge. They want to be the ones to take charge. It's a lot of women like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's an alpha female.
Yeah.
But it ain't going to work with an alpha male and alpha female. Shit.
Yeah. Somebody got to bend over. Yeah.
And it ain't me.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm a provide for my family. Like, you know, I'm shit. Let me take care of this. I'm gonna take care of mine. You know what I mean?
And I feel you're doing a great job doing that. You know what I'm saying?
We trying to.
You know what I'm saying?
I learned from the best, man. I learned from my dad. I watched you when I was a teenager and shit. When you had Vitrell, and he be in the studio with us, man. You know what I mean? Like, you always had him well taken care of, you know.
Oh,
I mean?
Yeah.
Always dressed nice, always damn with his dad. So, you know, I had a damn good examples coming up. So, you know, that's why I try to be I feel like I'm the best parent, you know, the best, you know, father I can be.
That's right. And you know what I'm saying? And WAP also stands for
wet ass pussy. Besides that, what it stand for, Rook?
Why aren't we
prosecuting it?
What about prosecuting these cops for killing Breonna Taylor? That should be the number one thing.
What about prosecution? That's the other WAP.
Yes.
What about prosecution, man?
You know, won't y'all say her name? You know, Breonna Taylor. Atiana Jefferson, Corrin Gaines, Natasha McKinney, Asia Wilson, Pamela Turner, Rekia Boyd, Eleanor Bumpers, Kendra James, Miriam Carey, Sandra Bland.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I think that's also what Megan Thee Stallion is talking about too when she says that black women aren't being protected, because you got people like Breonna Taylor's murderer still running around here and shit, and they the police, and so, you know, she and her getting shot in the foot by a man.
Yes.
And this nigga ain't in jail, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you shot a woman, like, well, what kind of fuck nigga shoots a woman? First of all, you're not a man, you a hoe nigga.
Yeah.
Any nigga that shot a woman, you's a bitch. Straight up, I said it.
Why would you even do that?
How could you even fix your brain to pull a pistol on a woman? You a man, but you pull your pistol on a woman? Cause I'm not rocking with you. That shit's not gangster.
That shit not gangsta. At all.
That shit not gangster at all. And I come from a gangster area. Fino the G. Believe that. Hey. But yeah, that's what Megan Thee Stallion is talking about when she say that. So just to let all our sisters know, Rook and Fino stand with black women. We stand with our women. If I see some shit going on, I'm not just going to record. I'm going to get on a motherfucker's ass. Ain't nobody just doing nothing to none of my sisters.
Exactly.
Or my princess, my little daughter. You can't do it. I will do time smiling.
Exactly.
When it comes to my people. Believe that shit, man. So, you know, black women, please just understand that Rook and Fino love y'all and we going to protect you. If we around,
we see y'all doing shit, everything.
Yeah. This is our second week talking about how much we respect and see black women just grinding the way they do.
Man, they grinding hard.
They grinding harder than these niggas. We even said that.
We seeing it every day.
And these niggas don't do nothing but sit back and judge them.
Yeah.
And that's why I say with the WAP song, with Cardi and Meg, it's like, how could you judge them? They're talking about wet ass pussy.
Who don't want none of that?
Who don't want no wet pussy? Mm. But you put the A under wet ass pussy. Lord Jesus, I need it. I gotta have it.
Anytime.
Please.
Any place.
Spare some for the poor.
Yes, sir.
Believe that, man. Believe that, man.
So, and we love y'all.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We love y'all. We love our brothers and shit too. But you know, we ain't talking about us. The conversation is about our sisters. So just to let y'all know, we standing with y'all, we with it, and we riding all the way till the wheels fall off.
That's right, because y'all bold, black, and beautiful. So y'all go check it out over there at Sam Vance.
SVA.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
And we got the LBBM.
We got shit coming. Next week, we hopefully we're looking to have our logos for the podcast. I hope y'all like them, and you know, we should have them next week, Lord's willing. Everything go right, and we're going to have more content. Next week's show, we're going to have Martinsville City Official.
It's going to be a surprise for y'all. That's right. That's going to be our second guest. You know what I'm saying? We almost gave it to you.
But you know what I'm saying?
We just try. We're going to make sure it be on point. And if you got questions, send it to us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got something to say?
Don't talk no crazy shit. You send me some crazy shit, I'm going to be on your ass now. I ain't lying. You send me some crazy shit, I'm going to say some crazy shit back because I'm like that, for real.
We both on Facebook if you want to hit us up.
Yeah, Fino the G. PHENODAG.
And my name is Dwayne Fountain on Facebook, or you can follow us at...
We ain't got no page yet. You trying to put me on the spot like we got a page.
I'm coming on your Instagram.
Oh, my bad. My Instagram is Fino the G. Same as my Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Mine is Rookie D Believes on Instagram. Just hit us up anytime. If you got something to say, good or bad, we taking all comers.
That
means we ain't shying away from none of it.
Nothing.
We ain't ducking nothing. Nah, we ain't ducking none of y'all because, you know, we got plenty to say.
Yeah.
You know, at all times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we just want y'all to know, to all the ladies out there,
we with y'all.
Keep on doing what you're doing. Keep your head up.
Damn right.
You know what I'm saying?
Keep grinding.
And if he don't believe in you,
shout out to all the mothers and the fathers too that's doing the virtual schooling with their kids, and that shit driving them crazy because it's driving me and mine crazy. You know what I mean? So shout out to all of y'all that's doing that. You know what I mean? Big salute to everybody that's doing virtual training right now, virtual learning,
yeah,
and all that good shit, man. Mental health. Everybody out there that's struggling with your mental health, keep your head up and find something productive to do. You know what I mean? Just keep yourself focused because it's always light at the end of the tunnel.
So
don't
how
do that too rational.
On that note, how you feeling? You know, are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. How about you?
You know, I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
My mental health state right now is, I'm happy, man. This podcast is really doing something for me. I've thought about this all week. Couldn't wait to come here today and do this. So, hell yeah, man. You know me. You've been talking all week.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying?
Been back all week about this shit. So,
I mean.
We're just trying to bring y'all good content, man. The content that we're going to have, like, we're going to have kids on here and everything. Like, it's really about to be lit. We're going to start live shooting and all that shit. You'll be able to see us and what we got on.
Yeah,
and all that good shit. Just stay down and rock with us until we get there.
Yeah,
I don't mean to cut it short, but we gotta cut it short. You already know how we rocking, man. This is Everyday Life with Rook and Fino, Politics Edition. Y'all stay tuned. You got anything to add, OG?
Yeah. Rest in peace to my cousin, Tracy D. Harrison. You know what I'm saying? You will be sadly missed. Rest in peace to Roger Gravely also.
Long live, and God bless to the families and condolences to everybody. Y'all have a good weekend, and y'all have a good work week. And y'all be safe out there, man. Don't let nobody run over top of you. Everyday Life with Rook and Fino. Ma.